I spent much of my life trying to be someone that I was never meant to be. I remember when I started my life as an information technology consultant, I used to try and be all things to my clients. I used to pretend that I could meet all of their needs, that I knew everything. Can you imagine anything more ridiculous than that? I must have looked so stupid and arrogant all at the same time. But you see, given the high hourly rates that I was charging them, I thought surely I have to be able to meet all their needs. Looking back on it now with a few more years of experience, I realised just how silly that was, and in fact how stressful it was trying to be someone I wasn't capable of being. Have you heard this rubbish that the world promises? You can be whoever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. Just work hard at it and you'll make it. Really? Come on. There are some things that you're good at and some things that you aren't good at. There are some things you really enjoy doing and there are some things you hate doing. And there is an incredibly strong correlation between those two. We love doing the things that we're good at and we hate doing the things we're not naturally good at. Yet the world is full of people trying to be something or someone they were never made to be. And from painful experience, let me tell you, it's not a whole lot of fun falling flat on your face again and again and again. Even I could figure that out. Here's the truth of the matter. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith. Ministry in ministering. The teacher in teaching. The exhorter in exhortation. The giver in generosity. The leader in diligence. The compassionate in cheerfulness. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. And what this is saying is that if the gift of prophecy is yours, then for Pete's sake, go and prophesy according to your faith. If it's generosity, then go and be generous. If your gift is the gift of compassion, then please go and be compassionate with a cheerful attitude in your heart, and so on. Go and be who God made you to be. Go and do what God made you to do. And when we operate in our sweet spot, there's a joy, there's a right feeling about it, there's a satisfaction to it that defies words. That's because that's how it's meant to be. Please go and be who God made you to be. That's God's word, fresh for you today.